Welcome to Experience Marshalltown, and we have Val Ruff hosting, of course, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, and Mike Stegeman, her guest today. Welcome.
You gave away.
I'm sorry. Was there?
It was a secret.
It was a cliffhanger.
It was.
A little bit.
But that's okay. All right. So yes, we're excited. I experienced Marshalltown today. Our guest is Mike Stegeman with the Marshall County Conservation, and Mike and I are going to talk today about an event that's coming up this weekend. So Mike, I'll let you take it away, and we'll go from there.
Great. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we've reached a milestone this year with the 40th anniversary of the opening of Greencastle Recreation Area down near Ferguson. You know, time flies when you're having fun, and a lot of people have fun down there. And most people probably recognize Greencastle as the park that we have with the bison exhibit, the live, you know, the small herd of bison, and the trumpeter swans, the observatory, and the lake. You know, it's again, over that 40 years, improvements have been made to the park, renovations have been made to the park, so it's very inviting, and we continue to do planning for continued add-ons in the park, and we've been talking about it for a few years now with the proposed campground, and we're getting ready to make a move there to initiate the initial stages of camping, and it'll be primitive conditions with no electricity, no water, no sewer, things like that, but when it's all said and done in a few years, we hope to have that full modern amenity campground with 60 sites that'll host RVs. So
when do you think you'll be able to start, like, the primitive camping? Do you kind of have a projected date for that?
I'm hoping we can offer it at the beginning of next summer.
Oh, great.
So it'll be tent camping, and we'll have access roads that will allow people to bring in their RV units.
Okay.
But we're just not going to have any hookups. So it'll be a self-contained sure. RV with their own restroom facilities and a generator for electricity, and they'd be more than welcome to come in and spend the night.
So. You know, something that you didn't mention that I, my husband and I drove through there the other day, and something that you have out there that is just phenomenal is your sand volleyball courts.
Those are brand spanking new.
And those are, like, very professional sand volleyball courts.
Yep. Well, that was constructed in-house, and we looked up all the plans and how-tos and what-ifs on construction of that, and it's, like I said, it's very brand new. They're less than a month old.
So I would encourage folks, if you like sand volleyball, get your friends and family and go out. Those are great courts.
It was an immediate response. Everything we do out there, you know, we offered canoes and kayaks to be allowed on the lake, and it was the next day, literally, after the board approved that, that we had vessels paddling around on the lake, and the same thing with the sand volleyball court. The very next day, we had people out there playing sand volleyball, and it continues. And we're actually planning a tournament for this weekend. We've got, you know, you mentioned the 40th anniversary coming up this Saturday as a celebration, and we've got several events, activities going on out there, and one of them is a sand volleyball tournament. And we do need extra teams to sign up for that.
You got some sand volleyball for friends that'll play sand volleyball with you. Just grab your friends and get signed up out there so we can make sure we get that tournament.
It's a leisure tournament. You know, it's not non-professional, and it's a $60 fee to enter, six-man team. It's co-ed, so there's some other rules. So, you know, if you're interested, give our office a call at 752-5490, and we'll get you instructions on where to sign up online. And it's going to be a fun event.
So tell us a little more about what's going on out there. I know that looking at the sheet here, and you got quite a lineup for your 40th anniversary.
Well, and it's a celebration, and it's a goal that we want to get people out into the parks. And the sand volleyball tournament is supposed to start at 8 in the morning, run until 6 in the evening. And at 2 o'clock, we'll have other activities start. We're going to have canoes and kayak rentals for free. So if you've never had the opportunity to paddle around, and it'll be a nice small lake, and the weather's supposed to be nice, so it'll be a good day to paddle around. And those are free. We've got fishing poles available, so if anybody wants to give the fishing a try. And it's, again, the newly recently renovated lake. It's about 3 years ago we had it drawn down, excavated silt out of it, armored the shoreline, put some new fishing jetties in, and then restocked. And the restocking has been incredibly successful. The first bluegills we put in there are about 9 inches now. The largemouth bass are 15 to 17 inch range. Walleyes that are 2 years old are 16 inches long, which is phenomenal. So we've got the fishing. We've got in the evening we're going to have Dutch oven treats. We're going to make again, the most of these activities start at 2 and run till 5. We're going to have up at the Gander Lookout Shelter House, you can make your own fishing lures, the little rubber worms and crawdads and creepy crawly things. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to offer hamburger chips and apple and water to the first 250 people free in line. And then at 6:30, we're going to have a concert starting, and it's going to be featuring Chad Elliott. So it's kind of a mix of bluegrass, country music. And then we'll get 7 o'clock, we'll have Dutch Oven. And then after the sun goes down at 8 o'clock, we're going to have free stargazing up at the Dean Memorial Observatory. So, again, it's just a whole host of activities for people.
So, you know, we don't talk a lot about the observatory, but, you know, I noticed with something, there's going to be a meteor shower coming up.
There's an eclipse coming up, yep.
And so I know that...
You must have turned your mic off. You did.
It fell off.
We need to take a break anyway.
Okay, so let's take a break and we'll be back with Experience Marshalltown.
All right.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Be the first to come and the last to leave.
I was born in a small town.
John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour. Saturday, August 19th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
Life goes on.
New album, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, available now.
Found brand new trailer.
John Mellencamp. With special guest, Carlene Carter.
The little black train is coming, and it may be here tonight.
John Mellencamp. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now through eTix.com and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. For more information, visit iowastatefair.org. Ladies and gentlemen, from Bloomington, Indiana, John Mellencamp.
Well, I think we've got Valerie's mic all fixed up, and it just was operator error. Everything's okay now, though.
Yes, we're good to go.
Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown. Mike Stegeman, her guest today.
Yes.
The joys of live radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you one of those that sees a button and you have to push it so you turn your mic off?
No. It wasn't that.
The microphone fell, and she grabbed it. When she did, she hit the off button.
We're on track now.
Yeah,
we're in good shape. So today, Mike and I are talking about the Green Castle Recreation Area, their 40th anniversary. I just can't believe that's been there for 40 years.
Yeah. And again, one of the other points that people may recognize the area as being the place where the state record black crappie was caught, which was 4 pounds, 8 ounces, I believe it was, caught by Ted Trowbridge. And that's a big crappie. And it's actually, Ted donated that back to the Conservation Board, and it's on display. Play out at the Grimes Farm Conservation Center, right at the reception desk when you come in the front door. So mm-hmm. if you haven't had a chance to see that right. fish, it's, you know, it looks like a bass. It doesn't look like a crappie. It's just a monster fish.
So and also cool. Ted's other fish he's caught are out at the Cecil's Cafe.
Yeah. Ted was he was an outdoorsman. I picked up a few tricks of the trade from him.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great. So what else do you want to share with us about the event?
Well, you know, like I said, we've got the whole host of events going on. And then we're also giving away a kayak that was donated to us by Tyson's. And you have it. You can get a chance to win that. We've been giving clues out at 8:10, I believe it was, every morning for the last 2 weeks, and it's going to continue here for tomorrow. It was their last chance there on Kix, sister station here at KFJB. We're going to give a clue out that will lead you to one of our county parks, and then an additional clues to where we have hidden that in the county parks.
Okay.
And that, again, the idea of the 40th anniversary at Green Castle is to get people out. You know, come out and visit the parks again. Put the electronic devices down. You know, I just got back from northern Minnesota on vacation. I shut my phone off for a week. Kyle tried to get a hold of me and couldn't. And so anyway, we invite the people out to the Green Castle, and the same thing when we're hiding these tokens out in the county areas.
Okay.
And then in addition to the one last chance tomorrow morning that will lead you out to one of the county parks, we're also going to hide 20 of these tokens throughout Green Castle area that you can, again, you can pick up clues from us and go and try and find one of those tokens. And then if you have one of those tokens, we'll put your name and number into a barrel, tumble it around, and then we'll draw the winning name out at the intermission during the Chad Elliott concert.
Okay.
So you still have chances to win.
Okay.
And again, you can put it right to use right on Green Castle that same day.
And if you haven't kayaked and you want to try it out, come out on Saturday. And,
right.
That starts around 2 o'clock and you can jump into a kayak and see what it's all about.
And you'd mentioned too, you know, before we came on air, what else is going on this weekend? And you got the Antique Power Association show, you got Mousehole Days down in Melbourne. And if people, you know, I mean, talk about a list of activities for people to, you know, you can make the circuit and end up at Green Castle with that concert at night. So
there's a lot of great things going on in the area.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come on out to Green Castle, and lots of good stuff going on out there. And like you said, put the phones down, the electronics, bring your family, come on out.
Yep. And you don't have to limit yourself to Green Castle. If you don't like the crowds, you know, that we're hoping to have out there, head out to Sand Lake for fishing or paddling around. You know, you can go up and hike some of the trails at Grammar Grove, the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail, and of course the American Discoveries Trail, Lynn Creek Trail, you know, for biking and hiking, you know, starts in Marshalltown, goes to Melbourne. I mean, we offer quite an array of outdoor activities. And in summertime here, this, you know, we're in a drought cycle here. I've been outside playing around, and haven't had hardly any mosquitoes. That's not to say you may not run into some down along the river bottom.
Sure.
This has been an unusual year for me that I've had very few mosquitoes bothering me. So, you know, again, it's just our mission, get people outside.
Right.
You know, come out to Grimes Farm, hike up to the observation tower.
So something that's I always like to have you share when I have you on, or when you're speaking with groups, I know that you always like to share how many parks we have in Marshall County.
Yeah, we've got 29 different park areas that we offer for public use in the county, encompassing about 2,500 acres, 17 miles of hard surface trails, and that doesn't include all the internal grass surface trails, again, that we have, say, at the Heart of Iowa Trail, Grammar Grove, Timmins Grove, Green Castle, Grimes Farm, the list goes on, And, you know, as far as outdoor recreation opportunities, you know, we've got the Marshtown Park and Rec, and then the Marsh County Conservation Board here in Marshall County. Almost no DNR presence in there, or Fish and Wildlife Service presence in the county. So we're it, and we're pretty proud of that, you know, for the things that we've accomplished.
Yeah, doing a lot of
great
work.
And also this time of year too, if you don't, if you're not into necessarily the hiking and biking, kayaking, fishing and things, but you're into outdoor photography and flowers and such, we have some incredible reconstructed prairie areas that are there. The only way I can describe them is being a giant flower garden. Marietta Sand Prairie, just west of Albion on Knapp Avenue, is in full bloom right now. So, you know, the blazing.
Oh, I bet that's beautiful.
It's incredible. And I've taken pictures out there and posted them on our Facebook page. And, you know, if people are interested, go search those out. And that'll give you a little enticement to get out there and maybe take some pictures yourself. And then same thing with the Iowa River Wildlife Area, just north of town on Sand Road.
Okay.
We've got some reconstructed prairie areas out there that were in part planted to as part of the pollinator insect initiative sparked by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and DNR. So beautiful prairie reconstructed areas.
Great. So this made me think of something as you were talking, Mike, is that gentleman that's going across the American Discovery Trail.
Sure.
Did he make it out then to Grimes Farm?
He was out there. I didn't get a chance to meet him and visit with him, but it was great that he was able to stop out there.
That's quite a feat that he's trying to accomplish.
And if I remember right, several years ago, we had some individuals doing the same thing.
So it draws
attention to
the outdoor areas. I think sometimes we forget that we're a part of that American Discovery Trail.
Right.
So learn more about that.
Well, yeah, and the American Discovery Trail, just a real quick background, is a trail system that was initially slated to run from New Jersey to California, and it runs right through Marshall County.
I know. Yeah. I just think that is so amazing. Yeah. I just didn't know if the listeners were even aware of that. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Have you heard the good news? Lennox Industries in Marshalltown, Iowa is hiring full-time assemblers for second shift. At Lennox Industries, your success is their success. Ready to be part of a successful team? Applications are being accepted now. Candidates that demonstrate reliability and have a high school diploma or equivalent are preferred. The hourly pay rate for full-time assemblers has been raised to $11 an hour and are also eligible for incentive pay tied to performance, where they can earn up to an additional $4.01 an hour. Full-time employers will be eligible for benefits, including a 401k plan, following a 90-day probationary period. To see a complete job description and to apply, go to LennoxInternational.com, and at the top of the page, click on Careers. Once there, follow the prompts to Marshalltown. That's LennoxInternational.com. Then click Careers. Lennox Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Go to LennoxInternational.com today.
Welcome back, the final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have Mike Segman, and he's in the studio with us from the Marshall County Conservation. And we are talking about the Green Castle Recreation Area 40th anniversary that is this coming weekend. I don't know if do you want to just give a quick overview of what we discussed?
Yeah, again, this is a 40th anniversary celebration of the Green Castle Recreation Area. And again, most people may recognize the park as, it's got that 17-acre lake. The state record black crappie came from that back in 1980. It's the area where we have the live bison exhibit, the trumpeter swans, the observatory. So, we've got a sand volleyball tournament starting there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. But we've got a whole host of activities that are going to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that will include canoes and kayak rentals. Fishing poles will be available for people that want to try their hand at fishing for the first time. We're going to have an opportunity to make your own fishing lures. We're going to have some plastic worm molds and crawdads and other creepy crawly things that will be fun to make for kids. And starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to have free picnic supper for the first 250 people that come. We're going to have burger, chips, and apple and water. And then starting at 6:30, we'll have a live music featuring Chad Elliott, which is kind of a mix of bluegrass.
Where's Chad from?
I don't know for sure off the top of my head, we're getting a little buzz about him having a concert there. Yeah,
good. So. He probably has a following too. So
yes, yep. And then starting at 7 o'clock, it'll be about intermission time for that concert. We'll have a free Dutch oven and s'more desserts. And then we're going to be giving away a kayak that, if you go on our Facebook page, you can find out how you can get a chance to win that. So, yep, whole host of events coming up Saturday afternoon, and we're watching the weather real close, and we do have a rain plan in mind. So if it is raining, don't let that scare you away. Still come on out to the park, and we'll have some fun.
So let's talk about some of the things that you have coming up this fall. I know that the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Park and Rec and County Conservation, we have a little partnership going on where we're going to be hosting the second annual Monarchs of Milkweeds for the Marshalltown area.
Yeah, right next week after we get this 40th anniversary celebration for Greencastle past us, we're going to delve into our fall calendar of events. And we talked about in the last segment some of the prairie plantings that we've done for the pollinators, which the insects of all kinds, monarchs, honeybees, things that we need really to pollinate, you know, the apple trees and things like that that we have. And that was a partnership between the Conservation Board, the DNR, and Fish and Wildlife Service. And then, as you'd mentioned, we right here in Marshalltown, bringing it even more locally, the monarchs, milkweed and for Marshalltown.
Yeah.
And, you know, people think, well, monarch butterflies. And over the last 10, 15 years, they've experienced a 90% population decline. And to me, that's, they are telling us, okay, they're an indicator species, which means because of that drastic population decline, something in the environment's going on. And so what we're trying to do is encourage people to plant in their backyards and their flower gardens. And I've always preached that, is to use native plant species in landscaping projects, because the native plants, you know, once, if you isolate them and allow them to show their full glory, they're just as beautiful as ornamentals that are brought in from other countries. And of course, we know what can happen there potentially with escapees of dandelions, creeping charlie, Queen Anne's lace, you know, the list goes on and on of invasive species. And then that's not to say these plants aren't beautiful in their own right, but they, they're introduced, invasive, they don't belong in this part of the world. So again, try to plant your native species and help the monarchs and other insects along the line. So yeah, that's coming up on September 9th. And that's a fun activity. It's a combination. We'll have activities at the Marshalltown Library, and then we'll move out to the Grimes Farm to actually give people their butterfly net and hopefully go out and capture the monarchs themselves out in the prairies that we've got established out there. And we'll tag those monarchs. It's just like banding a duck. It's a mark and recapture method of study. So we'll put this little tag on it that has a serial number on that sticker. And, and most of them are found down in Mexico where the where these insects, it's amazing to think these butterflies fly from, and not just Iowa, but from Ontario and points north all the way down to Mexico. And then next spring back up north to lay their eggs and reproduce again.
That is an amazing story itself. If you want to know more about that, I know Emily's going to be sharing that information at the library, but what a great story. And then what the fun thing is then you have some of the chrysalis and we've got milkweed that you're able to take. We've got seeds and packets, all kinds of great things for kids and families to enjoy. And then going out and catching a butterfly that was really fun. And then, like you said, they see some of those numbers and tags from here down in Mexico, which is just phenomenal to me.
Yep, it's a neat method. You know, I'm involved with other mark and recapture methods of study, banding waterfowl primarily, and see how far they go. And wood ducks, for example, we banded here in Marshall County, have been recovered by hunters in 22 different states.
Wow!
So they get around.
Yeah.
It's neat. And without those that study, we wouldn't know those things.
Yeah. So is there anything else, Mike, that you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
Sure. Yep. Like I said, we're working on our fall calendar events, and the other major event that we have going on with the Conservation Board coming up this fall will be Prairie Heritage Days, which will be the same weekend as Oktoberfest. And if you've never been out there to enjoy that, come on out, because we've got reenactors from the 7th Cavalry. We've got pioneer type activities, rope making, candle making, fry bread, the list goes on and on. So if you've never been out, it's right after the parade on Saturday afternoon.
So will we see any dirt movement on the amphitheater?
Hopefully it'll be well under construction at that time.
Yep. Great.
In fact, we just let bids here Monday night, and as soon as I leave here, I'm headed back to the office to talk with the contractor to get things rocking.
I'm excited about that amphitheater. Yep. That is going to be beautiful and such a nice addition to what you already have out there.
The amphitheater will be
the Grimes Farm.
Quarried stone limestone seating on the north side of the Conservation Center for outdoor events.
Well, thanks for being on.
My
sharing
pleasure.
A little bit. Now, don't forget that this Saturday at the Greencastle Recreation Area is a 40th anniversary celebration, so make sure you get out there. If you have, if you need any additional information on anything that we talked about today, you can go on to the community calendar at www.marshalltown.org and click on the events tab, and then you can get more information on all the things we talked about or what's going on in the community this weekend. Thanks for tuning in.